Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call right now. The number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We sure had a great time this past weekend in New York City. We were at the King's College Saturday for the Simply Grace Tour.
Go ahead, rub it in.
Yes, I'm going to. And sorry that you were not there with us, but we had it wasn't a large group as far as numbers were concerned, but boy, it was a great group of people. We had more fun just sharing together, talking together, fellowshipping together, opening up the Word of God together, and really seeing what this message of grace is all about, what this good news is all about. And we just had a ball, didn't we, Richard?
Oh, yes. I didn't get there till midnight on Friday because of all of the weather delays here in Dallas, but the 15 hours I was in New York was great fun. It really was. And the people who were there at the conference were just so personable and so excited about Jesus. Everybody that I talked to, and I think I only missed one or two people, but everybody that I spent any meaningful time with thanked me over and over again that we're on the radio in New York City so that they could hear this message. It is life-changing, life-affirming, all of that stuff that we say it is. It really is happening for folks.
Well, and New York City is such a significant city. I mean, it's one of the largest in the world, but it's a melting pot. I mean, mm-hmm. You see every ethnicity, you see every culture, you see everything right there in the heart of New York City. And so when you're reaching New York City, you're really reaching the world.
Yes.
And that's why we love being there. We love all the questions that come in, and certainly Saturday, being able to talk to so many of our listeners was quite a thrill to us. A special thanks to Teresa Costello,
yes.
Her son Austin. They provided water and snacks for the event and just helped organize it from New York's end. Also want to thank the folks at WMCA for
yes.
their sponsorship. They helped promote the event for us. And so special thanks to those two folks right there. And then Michael Young, I want to thank him as well. He came and took pictures of the event, so we'll have some pictures available here fairly soon to show off, and looking forward to that. But we really did have a great
yes.
time. We really, really did. Well, on our topic this month, we're talking about the gospel, a deep dive into the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've looked at quite a number of verses in the New Testament. Today we're going to look at a passage out of Galatians chapter 3. And this is really going to take us all the way back to Abraham and that Abrahamic covenant. And so Paul writes in chapter 3, verse 6, consider Abraham. And Abraham is a significant character in all of the writers of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. They all point back to Abraham. He's considered the father of faith, the father of both the circumcised and the uncircumcised. And his place in history really sets him apart as that very thing, the father of both people groups, Jew and Gentile to some degree. But said, consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So God gave a promise to Abraham about the coming Messiah, that through your seed the world would be blessed. And to that promise, Abraham believed. So there was a response as it related to Jesus Christ. Now, Abraham had no earthly idea that it was going to happen some 2,000 years later in a town called Bethlehem through a virgin named Mary who had been impregnated by the Holy Spirit. The baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He didn't know any of that. He didn't know that they were to call his name Jesus because he was going to save his people from their sins. He didn't know that he was also going to bear the moniker of Emmanuel, God with us. Abraham didn't know all of that. He didn't know that he was going to grow up and offer himself as the once-for-all sacrifice for sin and that he would be raised from the dead. He didn't know all of those details. But he did know that through his seed, the world was going to be blessed. And to that promise, Abraham believed, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. So to the Jews who believe in Jesus Christ, they're children of Abraham. To the Gentiles who believe in Jesus Christ, they're children of Abraham. Now, the scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. What is the good news? That through Jesus Christ, the seed of Abraham, the world will be blessed. And anyone who comes to faith in Jesus, whether Jew or Gentile, is blessed. You receive that blessing that God promised so long ago to Abraham, the father. And so all nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
Yes.
So do you have faith? Have you come to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, according to the scriptures, if so, you are a blessed person. The favor of God has come to you, has engulfed you, enveloped you. You are standing right in the middle of his favor, a blessed person.
Let's talk about it on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We have plenty of open lines at 844-322-2742. The bank is completely wide open right now, so this will be a great opportunity. If you've had that question for a while and hung on to it, why, this is the time to unhang it. Give us a call, 844-322-2742, and we'll go up, move to immediately to an email question from Kelly, who writes to us from Tampa, Florida. She says she has questions regarding the Holy Spirit. She says, when we come to Christ by faith and receive the Holy Spirit, does he permanently reside in us because of the change in covenants? If so, how do we address those who think that they need to continually ask God to fill them with the Spirit like in the Old Testament and view the Spirit like the ebb and flow of the tide? Is this misconception present somewhere in the New Testament, the New Covenant?
Well, the New Covenant is very clear. The New Testament writers are very clear concerning the Holy Spirit. When we receive Jesus, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He comes to indwell us, to live in us, and that's a permanent dwelling place. Mm-hmm. He has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. And there's nothing that out there that would cause the Spirit to leave us whatsoever. And we can thank Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross for that assurance. Why? Because he took away our sins once and for all. That's the only thing that can cause death, spiritual death, and that's the only reason that the Spirit of God would depart from us, mm-hmm. is because of sins that would result in spiritual death. But all those sins have already been dealt with. They've already been judged. They've already been condemned. Jesus has already suffered the punishment for those, so there is no punishment for us. So this transaction of God giving to us the gift of his Spirit, the Spirit coming to take up residence in us, is a permanent, eternal transaction. We can count on that. So whether we're going through thick or thin, God is always with us in his Holy Spirit. Now, there is a difference between being indwelt by the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. Indwelt is the fact that God's Spirit has come to live inside of us.
Yes.
Being filled is the Holy Spirit controlling us. So that happens through an act of faith. As I trust in God's Spirit working in me, I'm going to see that my thoughts and my actions are being shaped and formed by the Holy Spirit. that's being controlled or being filled by the Holy Spirit. Well, what were those shapes and what will those thoughts and actions look like? Well, they'll look like love. Why? Because God's Spirit has come to teach us the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of Christ, so that we will not only understand it intellectually, but we will have a heart experience of that love internally, so that we can pass it on externally. So if we're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to be controlled by the love of God. We're going to see everything that we think and say and do being shaped by that very love that God's Spirit is pouring into us. So to be indwelt by the Spirit is a permanent thing. Being filled with the Spirit is a moment-by-moment reality as we choose to walk by faith, to trust Christ to work in and through us.
844-322-2742. We appreciate hearing from our listeners, Bob and Richard, who email questions to us. We'd love to hear from you by phone right now at 844-322-2742. Again, that's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. Well, folks, you know, just for a few more days, for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD called Something New. To find out what this something new happens to be and how it figures into your life and to make your gift to help keep Basic Gospel on the air with the truth of God's love and grace, well, just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can phone and speak with our operator to make your gift and request your copy of Something New. That phone number is 844-412-2742. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-412-2742. Again, we have plenty of open lines. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, a question from Stevie, who drops us an email from Bath, Pennsylvania. Says, this week I asked a few young men in my youth group to give me a concise explanation of how to be saved. I told them to tell me briefly as if I had never heard the gospel before. I was curious how you guys would answer that same question.
Boy, he's put us on the spot, hasn't he?
He's put us on the spot.
I don't know what to say.
Well, the way that we're saved is by grace through faith. We see that in Ephesians chapter 2. We see that being touched on all throughout the New Testament writers and even in the Old Testament. God's plan to save us has always been by grace through faith. There's never been any other way, any other option that has been offered to us. So if we're going to be saved, it's God's choosing to save us. He's involved in this thing. It really is his story. Well, how does he do it? By grace. Well, what does that look like? Well, it looks like Jesus. It looks like Jesus coming in the flesh. It looks like Jesus living in perfect love and walking in dependence upon his Father. It looks like Jesus at the end of his life offering up his body as the once-for-all sacrifice. It looks like Jesus, when dead, being buried in a borrowed tomb to totally put an end to that old covenant. It looks like Jesus being raised out of that tomb in resurrection power so that we could have everlasting life, so that we could be made fully alive with him. That's what grace looks like, and that's received through faith. So it is by grace through faith that we are saved. And when we're saved, we are made fully alive in Christ. And in that life that we have been given, that we are given, it's Christ's life, we receive forgiveness of sins, we receive our redemption, we receive righteousness, we receive reconciliation. All of those become ours because we now have Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be saved. It's always by grace through faith. Richard, do you have anything to add to that?
No. I mean, that is it. Jesus is salvation. He's life. He is forgiveness. His grace, we accept it. We're alive.
It's interesting as I talk to people around the country, as you talk to people around the country, as we have an opportunity to minister to folks. You know, you see in the New Testament so many wonderful things. that we receive as believers in Christ, forgiveness being one, a new identity. We're called a child of God. And oftentimes we get so focused on those things that we miss the essence of salvation.
Yes.
God offers to us Jesus. And wrapped up in Jesus are all these other things. Mm-hmm. Now, what so many people want to do is to take all these other things and put them in a separate goodie bag and forget about Jesus. Well, that's not the gospel. If you're going to forget about Jesus and just walk through life saying, hey, I'm forgiven, or I'm righteous, or I'm, you know, all of those things, you're missing the whole point. God sent Jesus. He is the good news. I love what the angel said to David today. To the shepherds, today I announce to you that in the city of David a Savior has been born, Jesus Christ the Lord. And before he said all that, he said, I bring you good news.
Yes.
It's Jesus. When you're saved, you receive Jesus, and in Jesus you have everything.
Stevie, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Hope it's a help to everybody who is listening. Would you go over that again for me? I'm just kidding. Well, we have open lines, plenty of time on the clock remaining. 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. Folks, you can stay in touch with Basic Gospel while you're on the go by downloading our app. With the Basic Gospel app, you can listen to the live broadcast. You can access the program archive. You can post a question and get an answer on the air. You can see Bob Christopher's blog, and you can access my weekly post called Inside the Studio. You can find out about upcoming events, and you can join our email list. And you'll find us interactive with Facebook and Twitter. It's the Basic Gospel app available right now in the App Store. Once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. And if you can't listen to the broadcast live every day and you have a question you'd like to pose, please drop us an email, and we will be glad to answer it on a later edition of Basic Gospel, hopefully a near future edition of the broadcast. You can do that by simply dropping an email to bob@basicgospel.net. bob@basicgospel.net. From Wilmington, North Carolina, question from Connie. Matthew 16:18-20. She says, as one I can't seem to understand, would you be kind enough to share your thoughts? Again, Matthew 16:18-20.
Well, actually, this is one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. It's very significant in what is happening there. So in chapter 16, starting in verse 13, Jesus asks, I think, the most compelling question that's ever asked. And it happens in a particular place, Caesarea Philippi. And Caesarea Philippi is a little town in northern Israel. It's at the headwaters of the Jordan River.
Yes.
So it's a beginning place. That's what Caesarea Philippi is all about. And this question is a beginning place for us in our spiritual journey. If we want to jump into this river of life, it starts right here with this question. Who do you say that Jesus is? That was Jesus's question. Who do you say that I am? Well, Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Man, he got it right.
Yes.
He answered it correctly. And good for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. If we're going to know who Jesus is, it's going to take spiritual revelation. And for us to really come and say something with confidence that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's revealed to us by God the Father through His Spirit. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. So Peter makes a confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it's upon this confession that the church will be built. So anyone that's added to the church says the exact same thing about Jesus that Peter said. You got into the church because you said at a point in time that you think that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes.
Bob Davis got in the same way. I got in the same way. And how did we come to that information? The Holy Spirit revealed it to us. And when we received Jesus, we were added to the church. So that's God's act of building the church. It's of His initiative. It's of His doing. He's both the architect and the builder. And He uses our confession, the same confession that Peter made, to build it. We become living stones, as Peter wrote in his first letter. We were once dead stones, but when the Spirit revealed to us who Jesus is and what He came to accomplish, He put His life in us, and we became living stones, a part of the building material that God uses to build His church. Now, Hades, hell, Satan, the world, they have no defense against the church.
None.
God said He's going to build it, and they can't do anything to stop it. They're trying.
Yes.
And boy, we kind of look around and think maybe they're being successful to some degree. But if we had God's eyes and could see what the church was from His perspective, we would just stand up and cheer and clap and go, way to go, God. You are building Your church. You are drawing people in unto Yourself, and You are revealing to them that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and You are turning dead stones into living stones, and You're adding them to this temple, this church, this body that You have formed and have designed and are bringing to fruition today. So it's an incredible thing that God is doing here. And then He says to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, I think that's a significant statement. What are keys for? What do you use a key for? And why Peter? Why is he given the keys? And I think the book of Acts explains that. If you look at the order of how the book of Acts is put together, you see that on the day of Pentecost, Peter used the key to unlock the door of the kingdom of heaven to the Jews.
Yes.
God's Spirit was poured out upon Jewish believers on the day of Pentecost. In chapter 8, we see a significant story that happened in Samaria. Philip was there. Mm-hmm. And when word got to the apostles in Jerusalem, Peter went up. And he unlocked the door of the kingdom of heaven to the Samaritans. And then in Acts chapter 10, we see that Peter, Jew of all Jew, enters into a Gentile's home.
Yes.
That was completely forbidden. That was against Jewish law. But he entered in and he spoke the word of God to Cornelius and his family. And in so doing, he used the key to unlock the kingdom of heaven to the Gentiles, to the Jew, to the Samaritan, and to the Gentile. That's what God, that was the assignment that God gave Peter to do. And so it says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That's what the gospel does. It binds up the brokenhearted. It makes us whole so that we can experience life to the full. And it says it looses things on earth that have been loosed in heaven. What does it do? What does the gospel do? It sets us free from the law of sin and death and all of those things that were chains that were around us, that kept us in bonds. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ does. And so as Peter went and unlocked the door of the kingdom of heaven, that's what he saw, the brokenhearted being fixed, made whole, and those that were in captivity being set free. And as we go about sharing the good news, we see the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, again, we appreciate everyone who drops us a note by email to pose a question and allow us to give the answer on the air. And again, if you have a question, you can get it to us by email by addressing us at bob@basicgospel.net. Also, don't forget, friends, that Basic Gospel is on the air each day to get the word out that Jesus is alive, is forgiving, and wants to give us all his life. That's the message you hear every day on this broadcast. And remember also that there's something new this month. For a gift of any amount, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD by the same title, Something New. So to make your gift and request your copy, simply click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.